come again another day. If you don't, I don't care. I'll get high and masturbate.
Ahora tenés ganas de tocar bien al punto.
Ahora estoy
en diciembre.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. I am your host, Mala Muñoz, and boy, have I got some bad news for you. This reporter recently decided to audition for The King and I on Broadway. Now, let's take a listen to my self-tape, shall we? Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. We're in for a treat, Los Angeles. We've got Kevin De Leon's barber here in studio with hair clippings for an on-camera curse. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like meteor showers promised before the new year. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy days ahead as the Santa Ana winds tear through Los Angeles. Because of all the beautiful and new murders reported over the weekend. Things I'm learning about. You better get vaccinated against all strains of COVID, influenza, and monkeypox as death tolls rise. Day by day, this has been another episode of Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. Now, it's time for the main event, so light up, tune in for the season finale of Marihuanera, a podcast for podheads.
She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree, who copes with life by smoking too much weed, dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I want to be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marihuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
Mari, 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 marihuanera.
Hello, 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 hello. We're back. We're back in business. It is episode 29 of Marihuanera, a podcast for podheads. And I am your most cozy and content hostess, Mala Muñoz. It's been a minute since I've really dialogued with my audience, with my listenership, and I am grateful to you for continuing to tune in to my wee little podcast here. I hope you guys enjoyed my interview with Mario Rodriguez, a hilarious comedian and podcaster. Check out Pocket Change Pod and check out Mario's monthly show called Idiots United. Really fun show. I've performed on it a couple times. We talked about that. And yeah, I think this is the season finale of season two, but I don't want to like hold myself to it. I might like continue to release little tidbits, little moments here and there, and in different ways. I'm like trying to get myself back into the Patreon groove. I want to move and groove over onto Patreon more often. You know, it's been a hot second, a hot potato, but I have a lot of updates for you guys. I have a lot to talk about. I have a lot to share because it's been so long. It's been a good while. And I think you guys deserve to know what I've been up to, what I've been doing, what's been happening. So we're going to take it back to October and basically do a wrap up of fall, winter, and a season wrap up for the podcast. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw me post about this. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably saw me post about this. And if you listen to Locatora Radio, which I co-host with Dios FM, hashtag Locatora Productions, then you also heard about this. But this podcast that you're listening to right now and hopefully smoking along to, this wee little show, won a Gotham Audio Award, like the Gotham like Media and Film Institute in New York City. And I received a DM from Brittany Luce, shout out, and she asked if I would be interested in hearing more about an opportunity. And I was like, yeah, here's my email. And then I get this email and it's like, this is not a scam. Like, this is real. Congratulations. Your show and your episode, Soliloquy for Sad Girls, has been selected to be part of the inaugural class of Gotham Variety, as in Variety Magazine. They partnered Gotham Variety Audio Honors for Rising Podcast Talent. And Marihuanera won an award. So Diosa and I simply had to go to New York City to accept our award and be part of it. We booked a flight. We got ourselves over there, but there was some drama in the airport. We're going to have to talk about it on Locatora one of these days, because it's better for us to tell it together, because it's, you know, we experienced it together and it was like very, now it's hilarious looking back at the time. It was very, very stressful and not fun. But also whenever things like that happen, which things have happened, we always kind of tell ourselves like, well, for the memoirs, you know, wild things occur, file it away, remember it, store it in the old noggin, and we'll bring it out for the memoirs or for the podcast, just depending. Sometimes it's like, well, this is great for the show. This one needs to stay in the notes for now. This one needs to mature and marinate, you know? So keep tuning in is all that means. And then you'll hear that story because it's a good one. But catastrophe occurs, chaos occurs. We get to New York City. We get to the Gotham for the awards ceremony, and we walk in, and of course we're meeting the other recipients of the Gotham Variety Audio Honors and some podcasts that really stood out for us that we were very excited to meet. Susto Podcast, Teenager Therapy Podcast, and then of course Bag Ladies, also OGs, New York podcasters. Check them out. So we walk in and there's like champagne and there's issues in print of the Variety magazine New York issue with Brendan Fraser on the cover. And we are in print, the award recipients, including Joe Mala Munoz. Photo taken by Daniel Hermosillo, who killed it at Bravo Studios. And hair and makeup done by Roberto Carlos Rios, makeup artist extraordinaire. And so Marihuanera Podcast for Potheads had a little imprint feature in the Variety New York issue, again with Brendan Fraser on the cover. I only mention that so many times because Tarzan was my sexual awakening. And, you know, I'm a 90s baby. I love me some Brendan Fraser. And Tihu. We're there and they're doing like a luncheon. And as I'm walking to my assigned seat, I see the back of this man's head. And immediately I thought to myself, oh my God, the back of that man's head looks exactly like the back of Alec Baldwin's head. Like, that's uncanny. He was wearing like a, you know, like a suit, like a sports coat, a blazer, whatever it is that men wear to luncheons. He had one of those on. And, you know, the like salt and pepper hair and that rectangular head of his, you know. And I remember passing and thinking, God, the back of that man's head looks exactly like Alec Baldwin. That is so uncanny. And then I just kept walking, went to my seat, thought nothing else of it. We go through the program. They have us up on stage. the award recipients. And this whole affair is presented by Wondery, which is, you know, killer podcast network. So shout out. And there we are, little old Locatora Productions, me and Diosa, and we're there with Marihuanera, and it's a good time. We had a little salmon lunch, champagne flowing, but I didn't really get a chance to eat because, like, basically the program started right away once we sat down, and I got up there and I was like, wow, like, way to, like, have us working, and I can't even eat my salmon plate. Very ungrateful. So, you know, I get up on stage and do my thing, and I'm charming and I'm answering questions and I'm just cracking them up. I'm just hitting them out of the park, you know? I'm just flirting with the audience, and they're flirting back. We're falling deeply in love. We're gonna elope. You know, like, it's a great time. And we finish, I'm schmoozing, I'm rubbing elbows with execs and hobnobbing with the best of them, you know, and just, you know, flashing the smile and doing what I do. And then one of the older white men who, like, is an executive in chief of the editorial board of the staff of the magazine, what have you, he was like, yes. He was like, you made Alec Baldwin laugh. He thought you were hilarious. And he said, oh my God, I need to have her on my podcast. And I'm like, well, that's great. But I'm like, you know, oh my God, just the whole thing. And then he's like, yeah, Alec had to leave because he had to go pick up his children. Because, you know, Alec Baldwin has a lot of kids. And then it just all the... Alec Baldwin has been in the news so much over the past few years for so many things. Hilaria, the Spanish, the cucumbers, the accent, the shooting. You know, there's just so many things. There's so many things. And I have to say, like, I big fan of the Ireland Baldwin roast of Alec Baldwin. A huge fan of that moment. Also of his work in Beetlejuice 30 Rock. And there's just so much else. I mean, you know, Alec Baldwin has given us so much, you know? And there I am. And I made him laugh. And I've yet to receive an invitation. I just want to say I'm going to have to reach out to them and give them a little nudge, because I think it would be a riot and a half. So what do you guys think? If Alec Baldwin's team reaches out to invite me on his show, should I do it? Do you think this episode is going to ruin my chances? You let me know. Leave me a voice message. Head to locatoraradio.com. Leave me a speak pipe voice memo. Should I go on Alec Baldwin's podcast? Why or why not? What do you think we would talk about? Can you tag Alec Baldwin and say, hey, remember this girl? She has this pothead podcast. Invite her on your show. Invite her onto your show. There you are. Annunciation. So he can understand me. So that was New York. And I mean, I love New York. It's been so long since I've been to New York. So long since I've been to New York City. I used to go quite often, actually, because I went to college, undergrad in Massachusetts, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, it's just a hop, skip, and a Peter Pan bus ride away to get down to New York, to the Big Apple. And I would do it quite often, and I would love to be in New York more often. So if you're out there, if you're listening, if you are comedy-focused, podcast, weed, philanthropy, you know, rare artifacts, I'm into rodeos, I'm into, like, human sculptures and human pyramids, clowning, crochet, roller skating, what have you, any of the above, colorful umbrella collections, marble aficionados, putty enthusiasts, if you're into, like, novelty, like, board games, if you're into musical theater, and if you are also into Daniel Radcliffe's rendition or performance of Weird Al in the recently released biopic about Weird Al, hit me up, mala@locatoraradio.com, and invite me over because I'll go. I'll go to New York for a variety of things. Not limited to the things that I've mentioned. I'm open to other things. I'm open to other stuff. You know, you let me know. Email me. Also email me because like I deleted my social media apps off of my phone just because I'm like, wow, I need a tolerance break hardcore from the socials. It's too much, y'all. I need a break. I need a cleanse. I need a detox. And I try to do that. I don't even know when is the last time I really detoxed from social media, but it's time. It's time. So that was New York in October. New Roke. That was a great time. Miss it. Miss you. I'll be back soon. I'll be back real soon. Putting feelers out for, you know, reasons and ways to get there. I would love to tour. I would love to take the podcast on the road. I would love to do stand-up in other cities. So I'm throwing that out there as well. I've been trying to like put my feelers out. I'm like, who wants to go to Austin? Like, let's go, guys. Let's go. Because I feel like I need to go other places other than LA at this moment. Which brings me to, we had another trip. We went to Philadelphia, Diosa and I, because we got hired to speak at a conference. Shout out, Mi Gente, the Lanzate conference. It was a good time. Wild. Here's what happened. So evidently, shout out Connie, evidently the hotel that we were staying at, someone who works there, I guess, like forgot to renew their liquor license. But there were three different conferences taking place within the hotel that weekend. So instead of like not serving alcohol, they just had open bar all weekend. And even though we were really only speaking for 1 hour on one day, like we were there for like 3 days, basically. Like we were there for like kind of like Thursday through Sunday, basically, which was like kind of sick, you know? So I was kind of like hurting hard because we also were having reunions with friends that we had not seen in a long time. And, you know, it's like, wow, like we're all here at this conference working and this is how we are being reunited. So it was super fun. Any chance to go to a pub, I'm like on it. I'm like in there. I'm like, yes, give me the lamb. Give me the shepherd's and pie. Give me the shepherd's and pie. Who am I? Give me the shepherd's pie. Give me the bangers and mash. You know, let's go to the pub run by the Irish expats. You know, like I'm into that. There also, Diosa was telling me about like a birria place that has been gaining like notoriety in Philadelphia, but we like in the midst of also like prepping, partying, reuniting, we also were working and like taking meetings, like, you know, with our network with iHeart and like taking phone calls and writing pitches and show Bibles, and there's stuff coming down the proverbial, is it pike or pipe? Whichever one it is, we've got stuff coming down it. So it was like a very kind of fun trip too, because we've kind of been wanting to do like a retreat. And so it almost ended up being something of a retreat, which is chaw. Oh yeah, I also had Philly cheesesteak. Don't want to forget that. I don't want you guys to think that I didn't have Philly cheesesteak when I was in Philadelphia. I did. I also smoked some weed in Philly. It was lovely. It was so cold. And I think that also like helped me to get higher. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't understand the science behind it. But it's just what I think and how I feel. What else has been going on? Season 2 of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. As far as this season, we had the opportunity to host this 5-month live event residency called Jokes and Tokes at the Artistry Studio Lounge in West Hollywood. We had a bong bar provided by Umo and Mota Glass. Shout out Susie Greens for making that possible and sponsoring our monthly Jokes and Tokes. with Jokes and Tokes, I had the opportunity to like really stretch my legs artistically and not only put an in-person smoke sesh together with Jokes and Tokes, but produce a stand-up comedy show and host stand-up comedy shows. So each Jokes and Tokes featured stand-up, bong bar, and a DJ. We had DJ Zuri, DJ Gouda, who is Crystal, who also did vocals on the Marihuanera intro jingle that we all know and love, and the Stony Woman cover that we worked on together. So Crystal is also, it was really fun. Some really funny comedy, really cool comics from all over the place. A lot from the Chatterbox, and I got to host. Shout out to Stevana Delgado. Stevana co-hosted with me the last Jokes and Tokes, which was our Halloween edition. And Ryan Reyes headlined, Steven Moreno performed, Gigi Garcia. It was a really, really good fucking time. Great turnout. We are taking a little break over the winter, but we'll be back with Jokes and Tokes in the spring. And you guys will be the first to hear about it. What else has been going on with me? The past few months have been really cool. Like, I started studying improv again. Before the pandemic, I was taking improv at UCB at the Sunset location. And, you know, pandemic, that's defunct. So I have started my studies anew at Groundlings. So I've been at the Groundlings and I fucking love it. I'm having a great time doing improv. I'm having a great time at Groundlings. And, obviously, if you follow me online, you've seen the Locatora Radio deal with iHeart. We're network girls now. I haven't necessarily talked about it on this podcast, but just to catch up this audience, if you are a Marihuanera listener, that doesn't necessarily mean you've listened to the first podcast that I ever worked on, which is Locatora Radio, again, co-produced and co-hosted with Diosa, Diosa Femme. And that show, which is now in its seventh season, we launched in 2016 and we signed a multi-year deal with iHeart and more specifically the My Cultura podcast network within iHeart. So it's very exciting because not only do we get to continue making episodes of Locatora Radio now with network support and resources, but we can also start making even more new shows, and we just want to build out a whole slate of podcasts because why not? So check out Locatora Radio if you haven't already. Follow the My Cultura podcast network all over the place. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I did. I missed recording and just talking to you guys. Like, I really need to figure out a system for myself so that I can like get these episodes out, but you know, it's so cumbersome sometimes, and sometimes I like to like build up things to talk about with y'all and then I actually have something to say. And if I'm not putting out episodes of Marihuanera, you can come see me perform stand up live. I've been getting booked on little shows here and there. It's been super fun. Shout out everybody who has booked me. Thank you very much. I think my next show coming up is Apocalypto, which is the last Apocalypto ever, at Permanent Records Roadhouse in Highland Park on January 4th. It's going to be kind of like a marathon lineup, a bunch of really funny comedians. Let me actually pull up the flyer. One moment, please. Quick plug, 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 gotta plug, plug, plug my shows, gotta plug, plug up shows, come, come, come to my shows, come to my show, come to my show. Okay, Apocalypto, Permanent Records, Roadhouse, Wednesday, January 4th, door 7:30, Chris Estrada, Carrie Assad, Dylan Subiza, Milan Patel, Kat Toledo, Brendan Cooney, Mala Munoz, Daniel Cabral, Ryan Reyes, hosted by Vince Caldera and Caitlin Jeffers. And then January 29th, I will be returning to the Chatterbox in Covina. Come see me and come see about me. This has been what I think is probably going to be the season finale of season two of Mighty Wynetta, podcast for potheads. Thank you for lighting up. Thank you for tuning in. If I put out any episodes between now and season three, they're probably going to end up on the Patreon. Follow me on Twitter at @Mala_Munoz, because that's where I'm most likely to post links to audio. But until then, keep smoking, keep coping, keep laughing, keep joking. Bye.